for me, with the changing of the seasons, like I said, you want to be ahead of it.
Yeah.
But you already feel like you're behind. Like, you feel like you should have already scheduled things.
Yes.
You feel like we live in such a, like,
the pressure.
Booked up, sold out. Like,
yes,
like you should have pre-ordered that. You should have had that on hold. You should have pre-registered
before you've even stepped outside.
Welcome to another episode of Stay Rooted with your hosts, Stephanie and Lauren. Pull up a chair because you're attending the virtual mom support group.
Light your sage because we are going through it
and growing through it.
And we're always rooting for you. Happy spring.
My favorite month.
Yes.
Other than fall.
Yeah. I know. I always feel very torn between those transitional, more even-tempered months because spring has its rain, but it has its everything growing in the yard again.
And one thing about me is I love a transition.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't want it to be so hot or so cold. I want it to be somewhere in the middle where I need a light jacket.
Yeah. I want to be just opening my windows and rearranging my furniture.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
That's my ideal climate.
That's why we're putting our clutter piles away so we can open our windows because it's spring.
It is. And that's literally why I have to put away the clutter piles to get to the windows.
Yeah, to reach it.
Because at some point in winter, like, I just line my entire home with, like, our shit. And I'm like, this is fine here. Like,
you board the windows up.
It's not even bothering me that, yeah. that there's just a pile of shit underneath the window.
It's just life but in then, general closing in yeah, on you.
Spring comes and you want to be like a Disney princess about opening
you
the
wanna
curtains.
You want to freshen the place up. You're like, we've had a lot of viral things going on in here. We should definitely open all these windows.
Yes. And yeah, that kind of led us to the spring cleaning in my
yes.
house. We were just like, hey, while we're at it, while yeah. we're scrubbing vomit off the ceiling.
While we're here.
Why don't we change to more seasonal curtains?
Yeah.
Which honestly, I'm lying because I'm still not a household that does that.
But honestly, though, spring cleaning, there's like fun spring cleaning. Like maybe we're not getting curtains because sometimes they're really expensive, but we're adding a little, you know, Target dollar spot to the table.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
I spoke on it in our last episode where, you know, I'm just doing a little dumpster
yeah.
fancy, a little razzle dazzle
exactly.
with my possum hands.
Look what I did here.
And like sometimes that for me is literally like a paper chain with my daughter.
100%. When your daughter came to our house last, she walked in and she comes back in the kitchen to me. She goes, is that a new paper chain? I was like, thank you so much for noticing.
Did you get a new paper chain without telling
like,
me?
The fact that she noticed, I was like, this is who I want at my house, you
yes,
know?
Absolutely. But I feel like, you know, there are those paper chains that they stack up for seasons.
Why are they purple and orange?
And
so.
I have like the why do you have yeah. Halloween banner up, Lauren? But I just feel like I have to like mental spring clean
yes.
as well because
oh, yes.
the clutter and the dark and the it's seasonal depression for
yeah.
a reason. It's dark.
So we had to endure the time change and then we said, you know what? We're going to have to do something inside to match this change. We're going to change our surroundings.
And I know this isn't a question that's been worked into the episode today, but I have a question for you because
okay.
I am a mental and physical hoarder. I carry the weight of everything.
Yeah.
And I don't hoard in like a, you know, lifetime's going to come to my house way.
Yes.
But I have a bin for everything. Like,
yes.
I bin it up and I have a walk-up attic.
Bin.
That could probably, my attic could probably be empty
yeah.
if I wasn't such a hoarder. But
not
instead,
with
it has
here.
Labeled bins like
and
Lennon,
that,
first grade.
Yeah.
So, my question for you is what do you do with your kids' like projects
yeah.
throughout the year? I know that you hang them on the wall.
Yes.
Which I love. You have a Hall of Fame.
We
have
do.
A Hall of Fame also.
Yes. So we have a system. So pretty much we get a lot of things in the folder. You know, I
yeah,
have two kids
so
coming home with things.
Construction paper.
So there's art projects, there's writing projects, reading projects. So what we do is we save everything because we're crazy. We're like, we can't get rid of something that they wrote on, so we'll put
like,
it in
she-
a... We're like, they wrote a line that's
she
going in the pre-K box.
A heart.
Yeah.
On a sticky note.
Yeah, like, on the back know. Of her math homework. So we save it all. But the things that are like made with a little extra love and have a little pizzazz, they get to go on our wall of art, which is in like behind our dining room table. So that's kind of what we do there with that stuff. But I will say that I love a bin. And in my spring cleaning, because as we've said, there's sometimes projects that we should do, but then there's projects that we want to do. So should I do the laundry? Maybe. But should I separate and label all of my medications into separate bins for all the people in my home? Probably. And that's what I did. I took all of my things out of my crazy, crazy medication basket. I got rid of all of the expired things, put them into separate labeled bins, kid medications, adult medications, dailies, all separate. Was the laundry piled up to like the washing machine when my husband came home? Yeah, it was. But the medicine looks really nice.
No measurable goals met.
No.
To the naked eye. But
I'm just
to
down
the details.
To get lost.
In the details.
In a side project.
Well, you saw my paint swatches on the way in.
And I appreciate them.
And I am really on this war path. Kenny, you can edit this out if you feel strongly about it. But I feel as though it's a mini war path of painting the fireplace a really cool, like, monochromatic green all over the brick and the shiplap and the mantle. Like,
yeah.
A really cool dark green. And I just feel like this is something that I can do. It's mm-hmm. something that I probably don't need to do,
but
like you said.
But it would give you more happiness than doing the laundry.
And it's just like a manageable thing. Like I could yes. tape off that little area.
But
I
to
can
give you
move
the real
the things,
change,
but
the
it's
real
gonna,
satisfaction of a change.
It is
going to
give me a real...
It's a spring refresher.
My little possum hands are going to be doing a little chef kiss.
Yes.
Because it's just going to be a refresher, and it's going to be something that I can do, like, soup to nuts.
Yes.
And not need the input or help of another person.
Yes.
And my husband's like, we have other things that we should be doing.
Yes.
And I'm like, I know that, but, like, I need time and
Enter
people
Nora's,
and resources.
Yes. Enter Nora's Malibu Barbie bedroom. That was something that I said. Luke was like, if you're going to paint something, paint the bathroom that you didn't finish 3 months ago. And I said, no, no, no. You know what's more exciting than that? Giving Nora an extreme bedroom makeover. Move that bus.
You like horses? Your entire life yeah. is horses now. I
so
do feel like, though,
that's
with
who I am.
But that comes with the mental cleaning of like, there are things that are prioritized. Like, I live in a 110-year-old house. Like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure the list is long of shit that I could, you
Should.
Know, do upkeep on.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, there's only so many hours in a day. There's only
yeah.
so many big projects that we can tackle in between enjoying our lives together. And if you're just going to do like a little harmless project that maybe you had no business doing, you know, like.
But you made it your business.
You made it your business.
Yeah.
And like, damn. You
That's
do,
who I am.
You do show business.
Hi, I'm Steph. And I do show business.
You do show business.
You know, that's just, I could not agree with you more. And that's just kind of how I've been feeling. So with my spring cleaning, there is a part of me that wants to be practical and that wants to maybe look at my windows and things like that. But then there's also the part of me that just wants to go to Lowe's the second they put those flowers out there.
Yeah,
and
I
change
wanna,
my whole front beds.
One thing about me is I want a new bird feeder.
Yeah. And you should get one.
Oh, I already did.
You get But that's the thing. Like, spring cleaning is so many things for us. And I think that's kind of what we wanted to talk about today. It's like we're spring cleaning in the sense of like the things that we've been letting weigh on our minds and the things that we've been holding ourselves to do. Like, we need to release those expectations and we need to take it easy on ourselves, but we need to mop our floors also. And it's just, spring is the season of cleansing, and I think that's what we're trying to do right now.
And we're also being realistic that, like, we're going to blink and it's going to be June.
Yeah.
So we have to, like, be proactive about what we want out of the coming season, and
yes.
we have to speak what we're doing into existence, because I feel as though I am the type of person. I had this thought today that I feel like if I had a normal non-neurodivergent brain, it's probably a really simple concept. This
yeah.
is probably not like a aha moment for some people, but if it is for you, then you're my type of spicy, because
yeah.
I today was cleaning and I'm like, Lauren, you are so all over the place. Like, I am the princess of little piles.
Yes.
Like, I love a little pile.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will categorize, but then I'm just moving shit constantly. I'm like, you are going to pick something up and you are going to bring it to its home. And I did that with like 50 things and I was fucking exhausted.
Yes.
Exhausted by
that. It's so hard. And it's like a constant war with yourself because I do that same thing where I'm like, you are walking back and forth in the kitchen and you've not completed one of the things that you've started.
But there are probably people out there that can pick up something and put it in its home and not even think twice about it.
Yeah, our mothers.
It is them. But I do.
It's them. But they raised raccoon and possum girls.
And I feel like. Like with that, you're just like you're losing a layer of like just being all over the place. Because for me, with the changing of the seasons, like I said, you want to be ahead of it.
Yeah.
But you already feel like you're behind. Like you feel like you should have already scheduled things. Yes. You feel like we live in such a like
the pressure.
Booked up, sold out. Like,
yes,
like you should have pre-ordered that. You should have had that on hold. You should have pre-registered. Spring is booking up
before you've even stepped outside.
You're like, spring, like, yeah, next summer, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to sit with 25. If you want to sit with a fucking Easter bunny, like, you should have signed up 3 weeks ago. You should have signed up.
Bring your $40 because, as you know, if you're going to get a picture with that guy, it's going to cost you 40 big ones.
If you think you're going to participate in the egg hunt, Should have thought about that in February.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? So
I'm like, I just finished Christmas shopping.
So I feel like I'm trying to be like, I'm trying to have realistic goals.
Clean up the brain.
Yeah. I'm trying to clean up my brain and I'm trying to cleanse, but I'm trying to do it in like a palatable, compact, millennial doing 2024 kind of way.
Yeah. Try to relieve that pressure a little
bit. It's a fucking disaster.
By adding more pressure because we're just always thinking about it. But in talking about the spring cleaning and all things that come along with it, I want to ask you, which room in your house are you most likely to get lost in a side project in?
It's always going to be the den.
The den.
Because we have those little IKEA cubes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
You know the ones. If you have children, then you know the IKEA cube shelf.
They come in a 3x3, a 2x4.
And we're not tacky assholes. We have rattan baskets.
She looked at me.
I did not look at you.
She didn't, but they don't know that. I'm feeling spicy.
I'll tell you what, like, you have to go through those things constantly. Like, actual trash ends up in them. Like,
bugs
you
sometimes.
Bugs, dead bugs.
No one talks about the dead bugs.
Nobody talks about the flies in your playrooms that died of natural causes. You're like,
and they baked in the sun there for so long that your son's probably been playing with them, and you're like, did he taste it?
You're like, you picked my daughter's drum to lose your life. Like, really?
That seems like a you problem.
This is dramatic. Yeah. Nobody ever knew you, and now I have to, like, throw your funeral.
Yes.
So I feel as though the den is just an easy one. Like, you're going through that. There's, like, there's always, like, an unaccounted for cheese stick that has turned into, like, a hard being. And I just feel like I'm always going to, like, think I know a better way to do it. But there's no good way. So probably most likely for me. How about you?
I'm going to probably say I was torn between two rooms. I'm going to say my kitchen. I feel like I'm never satisfied and happy with how my cabinets are organized. And I always believe there's a better way, but I am yet to find it. So like I said, I was like, you know, I'm going to go through the kitchen cabinets. And what did I do? I spent 3 hours organizing medication and nothing else. So like, you know, that's the room I'm going to get lost in. My second choice would have been Nora's bedroom because I always feel like I'm getting in there and like rearranging things. She wants this there, that there. And then she has like those little bins of things there too.
It's the bins.
It's the bins.
Honestly, I still have like, I have 3 designated like tiny shit bins that I still have to go through.
Bins are such like the hero and the anti-hero. Like they play such a dual role in our lives because in the way that they save us, they also like damn us to hell.
Destroy us.
Yeah.
I know.
Taken down in a giant bin.
I'm glad I only go through them once a season.
Yeah, that's all we can handle. So that's kind of like what I've been thinking.
I like that.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Which room are you most likely to avoid until it becomes unavoidable?
I feel like it's always going to be the playroom. It's like where it's positioned in my house. Like you have to go in there to look at it.
Yes.
And like at the end of the day, I just turn off the lights and I say, good night. we're closed. But then there comes a point where I'm like, okay, you know, it's leaking into the living room and then I need to address it. But I try to avoid it as much as humanly possible. Okay. What about you?
That's fair enough. I'm going to say probably my downstairs bathroom.
I know.
And I don't mean it in avoiding, like, not going in a way. I mean, like in
addressing, its, like, energy and cleanliness.
It's the public bathroom.
Yeah, so, like, it lives up to the hype.
And, yeah, it's just as gross as any public bathroom you've ever been to. So 100%. Wear your flip-flops or whatever. I think I've spoken on this before, but I got, like, the drill attachment to, like, scrubbers because I have a tile shower.
For the grout.
And I have, like, a stall shower, so it's like a very unrealistic, like, glass mirror.
Yes.
With a squeegee. Like, yeah. Like, if I have to squeegee where I shower, like...
Honestly, my parents were so about that. Here. Like, if I ever used their glass shower and didn't squeegee, they'd be like, why didn't you squeegee? And I'd be like, why do we need a squeegee? Like, maybe we should just have a shower that doesn't need that.
Like, am I staff?
Sounds like a you problem.
I don't care if it's smudge.
Do I work here?
Whose standards are we living to?
The healthcare sucks. No, it was
so
good.
I'd say it was probably... It'd probably be the downside. Here's bathroom.
Fair enough. And then I just want to ask you, which room do you feel like in your house you're most yourself or you're most like relaxed and at ease in?
So previous to this weekend, yeah. I would have said like the living room because the living room is just like
loungy,
cozy, like middle ground.
Yes.
But as of this weekend and like into this week, I have to say it's our bedroom.
Ooh.
Our bedroom used to be a place I avoided.
Yeah.
And it was getting a little like, that's a lot of clean laundry baskets, Lauren.
I need to address that.
That's a direct quote from Chris Souza.
I can't even look at that.
You're like, you literally have a collection of clean laundry. Like,
exactly. Like, and if you thought they were separated by person, they're not.
They're not. They never are. And there's towels in there, too.
No.
So I feel like I was avoiding it. But now that we've, like, I cleaned it out, we rearranged it. My husband helped me, like, for a whole day. We just deep cleaned and we did our spring thing in there. And I absolutely love being in there.
That's
like
the
every
best.
Night I'm on my bed with my laptop. Yes. Like I'm fucking 17 years old.
Yeah.
My husband comes in, I'm like, get out of my room.
Ew, like, no boys allowed. Slam the door.
My 6-year-old comes in, she's crying, she's like, I had a bad dream. I'm like, get out of my room.
Honestly,
leave
that's
me
the
alone.
Thing. When I'm in my room, I feel like I have some sense of like entitlement. And there's been times when I've been like in my room as if Luke hasn't lived with me for like the last 12 years in there. But I'm like, that's my room.
Yeah, but
go
I never
yourself one.
I did see a comparison on online that was like, you're like bedroom parents versus living room parents.
Yes.
And I decided I never want to be a bedroom parent.
No.
So I'm like a post-bedtime bedroom parent, which I also feel like is pretty, you know, good of me as a parent.
Yeah.
Because we have our living quarters is downstairs and then our bedroom is upstairs. So I'm noticing when she's calling me, which of course now that I'm closer, she's calling me less because...
Yes.
Who knows what the correlation there is there.
You're it's within like, range.
It's like it's more
it's
convenient for me, so it's less fun
she
for
like,
her.
I liked it more when you were breathing up and down the stairs.
But I feel like being on the same floor, I'm easily like at that, like I can hear her.
And then it's not
I've
so like stressful
chilling.
For you. No,
yeah.
I completely
what
get that.
What would you say?
I honestly like really agree with you because we're definitely living room family. But, like, my living room could be a dump right now, and we're still hanging out in it. But, like, my bedroom, I try to keep it, like, it's the most, like, simplistic room in my house. It has the least amount of junk, and, like, it has really nice lighting. So I feel pretty good in there. I'd say that's my most relaxed, but I'm definitely in the living room the most. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just, like, with the age...
It's the living room.
With the age of our children, it's just, like, it makes the most sense to be in the living room. There's the most gates.
The living room's connected to the playroom. Like, it, you know, it's a whole thing.
Absolutely. But I feel like when I'm doing my spring things, I'm, like, trying to switch things up because I want things to feel fresh. But, like, in this economy, I'm not buying any of the shit in any of the flyers that you're sending. Stop sending the flyers.
Yeah.
Like, and
these girls go thrift.
Ocean State Job Lot's like, this thing's $1,200, but we'll give you $1,200 in crazy bucks.
Come like, crazy bucks. You're like, where can I redeem these? And
can
local
I pay
monopoly?
My mortgage?
With crazy bucks? I'm sorry. Keep your crazy bucks.
Will Eversource take crazy bucks? What the fuck?
Yes.
But so I'm just trying to switch things up. And I'm also like, I was a changer of my room from way back before I had a home. I was just like doing my room at my parents' house constantly.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing about me is I come from a long line of sentimental hoarders. So my mom still has like every bedroom I've ever had in her attic, which is much smaller than my attic.
And she's like, I have a gift.
But like still need her somehow. But yeah, she's like, so I'll be like, hey. Well, sometimes she'll just bestow the gifts on me. And she'll be like, you wanted this. And I'm like, I literally don't want that.
Yeah.
But other times I'll be like, okay, there's this thing.
I need it.
And it was in a room that I had. And it's like a lamp, but it's also like a dish and blah, blah, blah. And then she'll bring it to me. And I'm like, that can't be it.
That's not my bear.
And I have like,
never seen that bear in my life.
I have such this like reality versus like what I remember in my head of items that have my parents have stored. It's like it's almost an illness.
Things were always bigger and brighter and funnier and cooler, but then you get them and you're like, that was it?
Like,
that was that thing that I've been thinking about for like, the last 28 years.
You're like, throw it in the trash.
Yeah, I don't want this.
And I feel like it's even like later in life when we had our apartment, I'm like, oh, we're totally gonna want this again. And I just had this like same revelation with one of my best friends because she did this. She wanted chairs, and she was like, she got the chairs, and she was like, I don't know about this chair, which she now it's grown back on her. But I feel like I'll be like, oh, we were renting, and like we wanted that side table because that was a nice side table from the side of the road. It was the nicest one we found that year.
Yes,
so. I'll have my mom save it, and then I'll be like, you know what, Mom? Like, I'm refreshing Lennon's room. I need another surface.
Yes.
Like, can you bring me that table from the side of the road that I found? And she's like, you sure you want that table? And I'm like, yeah.
I want it.
It's a fucking solid wood, Mom.
Yeah. That was real wood, Dad said.
It's got to be at least. It's got to be from the 60s, I think. And then it'll get to my house, and I'm like, fucking throw that
take
in
that
a trash.
Away. Why would you even bring that here? My mom will do some, like, absurd ones and then some that really make sense. Like she brought over, for instance, like all my old dance costumes, which like fun, you know, my kid loves to play it. I feel super nostalgic about it. But then she'll bring over like a junk drawer that I never could commit to throwing away.
Yeah.
And
you're like,
could
like,
you have just thrown this away?
When,
yeah. Like clearly this was something that was mentally going on with me.
I think because I'm in my head saying do it for me to my mom when she approaches me with those things, because she's put that same sentimental like bug in my ear.
Yes.
I'm trying to be the person for my kids that does it for them.
Yes.
I am throwing away.
Cutting the cord.
I threw away, don't tell my kids.
I'm not gonna.
Two full trash bags.
Oh my God.
Of tiny things.
Today. I get like a rush from it. Like, I'll, you know, like, some you can give away, some you'll see up maybe on a buy nothing, and the rest of them, trash.
Yeah, but you ever look at a McDonald's toy just dead in the eye and you're like, no one's gonna know if you leave.
You're like, not one person will remember your name, little weird unicorn with the shifty eyes. Not one.
You will go down nameless.
But then my mom has a literal box of McDonald's toys from, I don't know, 1999.
My mom's like, remember when you loved the Rugrats toys from McDonald's? I'm like, yeah, Mom, barely.
I have the whole thing.
We could have recollected the anecdote and it would have been adorable.
Yeah.
But now I have a fucking...
But here's Tommy Pickles.
Yeah, dry-rotted Tommy Pickles.
Guess I'll throw this in one of those bins in the den again.
Right?
And it's just like they bestow our clutter back on us when we're adults. Mom, throw it away. Throw it away, Mom.
Do your own spring thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's the problem. They're doing the spring thing at their house. So
in
the food chain,
we're below them.
We're below them. So we need to fling our shit onto other people.
Yes, absolutely. And that's spring flinging math. I did want to bring in an F, Mary, Kill because it's been a while.
You love an F, Mary,
I do.
Kill.
And I love a situational. I love to paint a picture.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
F, Mary, Kill, Netflix and laundry, doing your dishes, listening to a podcast, yard work, and listening to music.
So I would probably marry the Netflix and laundry because she's going to get me through every year. She's going to get me
Monday, through Tuesday,
the hard times,
Wednesday.
Yeah, like, and it's not a seasonal thing. Yard work and music, I would F her.
Of course.
Because that's like it's a fun time.
Of course.
It's a good time.
And no one likes the way their fingers feel when they do the dishes.
And it has so many downfalls because like everything's like dirty and like you don't think about the cleanup. Yes. You're just like you're in it. So I would F that.
Yes.
And then I'd kill dishes and pod because as much as I love listening to a good pod to get me through my dishes.
It's just the dishes. It's
still dishes.
It's still dishes. And laundry hurts your fingers less than the dishes.
Yes, and laundry is a more, like, pivotable task.
Laundry smells good when you fold it, at least.
So I have a hot take on dishes while we're here.
Yeah.
Dishes are not made for the ADHD individual.
No.
I'm here for the neurodivergence today.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm here to say that you cannot pivot from the dishes. Your hands are wet. Your sleeves are wet. Like, you have to do the dishes fully. And that is why I can't do the dishes.
You know what really gets my gears grinding? When someone knocks at the door and I'm mid-dishes. And now I have to either take these off and then have to put them back on. And you know, once you take them off, a little water gets inside. So then when you put them back in, your hands have to readjust to the climate. Or I have to take my hands like I'm Derek Shepherd, hold them up like I just scrubbed in, and walk over and like try to get them with a wet knuckle to open the door, which just feels inappropriate.
Yeah, I feel like they're
just... And
then
the floor is wet.
I don't have dish gloves because that's a whole sensory thing for me.
I go back and forth.
But I have to say that there's no way that you can, like you said, you're like walking around with wet hands.
Yeah.
The kids ask you to open something. You're dripping everywhere.
On the electronics.
It's up your sleeve.
It's down your sleeve.
What is up your sleeve?
It drips on your sock.
You're like, I hope it's not what was in that bowl.
Yeah, it could literally, dishes are always going to be killed because like, Come on.
But it's such a hard task to pivot from.
Yes.
Whereas laundry, you can fold a couple shirts, boom, you're doing something else.
You took
back.
You made a pile and you're like, I'll get back to you later. You put one kid's clothes away. You're like, did you just see what I just did?
Yeah.
And I'll get to the next kid later,
what's
tomorrow.
What's the worst that'll happen? A few wrinkles.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Whatever. We have that weird downy spray. It'll be fine.
They were going to get wrinkled anyways.
And you have another F, Mary, Kill.
I have one more.
Do you want me to read it and pretend I made it?
Go for it.
I made this one.
This one's by Lauren. F, Mary, Kill by Lauren.
This is an F, Mary, Kill by Lauren.
Yes.
All right. Yard. Written by Stephanie. Yard sailing with the fam.
Yep.
Thrift store with a friend. Or Facebook Marketplace find.
Okay.
With who? With no one?
You just find something.
You're
because
by yourself.
You're on Facebook and you get it.
That one.
They say it's yours. They say, come and get it. Here's my address.
All right. What is yours?
So
this is my question.
I'm definitely going to, I'm going to marry thrift store with a friend.
Yes.
Because, I mean, what's more chill than that? You know, that's my vibe. I'll F yard sailing with the fam because it is fun, but like you take your kids to two yard sales and it's all done. Like it's all done and you've mostly bought things for them and nothing for yourself.
Yeah.
So then I'm going to kill the Facebook Marketplace find because I hate having to meet up with people in the real life like that, you know.
I like the
spontaneity of a yard sale. Like it wasn't this setup thing. It just happened by chance. It was meant to be.
See, honestly, I was like, Facebook Marketplace, I'm by myself. Quick transaction. Marry
You're like,
her.
Mary.
but maybe not. Maybe I do love, I like, so thrift store with a friend, I would probably marry. I love, that was me and Kenny's just whole framework.
Yeah.
I literally had
You go your separate ways.
I had a birthday party thrown for me that was thrift shopping themed.
You grab a coffee. That's like me and my sister's love language. We go
You're
to the thrift store. We gallivant. We look at the things. We put things in our cart. We put them back. Like,
yes. One thing that Kenny and I do, and we do it with our family now, is that if we're going to something probably gimmicky, Disney on Ice, the fucking, the other thing that you drive to go see, what's it called?
you know, one of those things.
An expo of any kind. Yes. A monster truck match.
Sure. They have dinosaurs. You know,
anybody
dinosaurs.
Live.
You responded interested on Facebook.
We'll try to find, like, the nearest thrift store.
Yes.
And we'll, or, like, Salvation Army or Savers.
Because
we'll
you don't
just
know
pick
what
through.
That town's got.
Honestly, you go somewhere ritzy like Newport.
Yes.
Like,
oh my gosh.
I
want
to go to the Newport
1,000%
Salvation Army, and I always want
your trash
time,
is my treasure.
Yeah, like don't find me on Thames Street.
Yeah,
find me in the gutters.
Yeah, exactly.
In a fur,
burrowing away with your old fur jacket. But yeah, no,
literally. So I would marry that one,
of course, of course.
And then, I think I would F the Facebook Marketplace fine, because the thing about yard sailing with your family is I love it.
Yes.
My husband always, like, connects deeply with some old Portuguese man that, like, sells him, like,
of
his,
course.
Like, he's like, this was my avos, like, yeah. garden set. And
yeah.
You're like, oh, my God.
And then forever you carry on the weight and story of that, and then you can never give it away.
But
do
at
you
the,
see where we're going with this?
But at the end of all of it, you're like, it's 2 o'clock, and we could have eaten
no
lunch.
No one had
all,
lunch.
We could have bought lunch with yes. all the cash we spent.
Yes.
Now some yard sales take Venmo, which feels super dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, come on now.
So perhaps she should be killed. That
yes.
one's killed for me.
Well, you're entitled to that.
Yeah.
It's your F, Mary, kill. You wrote it.
And I share my location with enough people that the Facebook Marketplace community better not come for me.
No, they better not. You don't even want to know how many people are tracking me at any given moment.
And they have a specific set of skills.
Yes, they do. Thanks for attending our virtual mom support group with Stephanie
and Lauren. Pull up a chair, light the sage. We are going through it.
And growing through it.
And we're always rooting for you. I threw away, don't tell my kids.
I'm not gonna.
2 full trash bags.
Oh my God.
Of tiny things. Today.
I get like a rush from it. Like all, you know, like, some you can give away. Some you'll see up maybe on a buy nothing and the rest of them.
Yeah, but you ever look at a McDonald's toy just dead in the eye and you're like, no one's going to know if you leave.
You're like, not one person will remember your name, little weird unicorn with the shifty eyes. Not one.